and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this day, St. Mark chapter 7, verse 37. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well, he even makes the deaf hear, and the mute speak. These concluding words of today's Gospel express the amazement of the people who saw Jesus heal the man who was deaf and could not speak. But it would be a mistake to think that St. Mark, by telling of this miracle, only wants his hearers to be similarly amazed. No, St. Mark wants his hearers to realize that this Lord who once healed the man who was deaf and mute continues through his Holy Spirit today to cause the spiritually deaf to hear and the spiritually mute to speak. He wants us to know that all true faith in Christ, all true confession of Christ, is miracle. You may remember that John Wesley put it this way: the change wrought by the Holy Spirit in the heart is equivalent to all outward miracles, as implying the selfsame power which gave sight to the blind, feet to the lame, and life to the dead. And the point is that our Lord not only healed one man who was deaf and could not speak, he was throughout his earthly ministry involved in an ongoing work of opening the ears and eyes of his disciples to the mystery of who he is, the heaven-sent Savior from sin and death. By opening the disciples' ears, that healing of their spiritual deafness, of their tongue-tiedness, Jesus was involved in a process of opening them up, a process both difficult and slow. And so it is with us as well. Of course, our ears have been opened and our tongues loosened. We do know in our hearts that Jesus is our Savior, who has made us his in baptism. And with our tongues, we do confess him as Savior and Lord. But isn't there still a lot of deafness in each one of us, a lot of slowness and hesitancy in our witness to him? Consider, for example, the words of St. James in his epistle. St. James writes, "Each of you must be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to be angry, for one's anger does not promote the righteousness of God. One may think he is religious, but if he has no control over his tongue, he is deceiving himself and his religion is futile. The kind of religion that is without stain or fault in the sight of God our Father is this: to go to the help of orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world." So how do I measure up in the light of this Word of God spoken through St. James? How well have we heard this Word? How well do we act on it? Unless I'm very mistaken, I suspect that there is in each one of us more than a little deafness to this Word of God and others as well. And so the Word of Jesus spoken to the man who was deaf and could not speak, epitha, be opened, is also a word spoken continually to you and to me. Epitha, be opened. Be opened to the word of my love and forgiveness, no matter what your sins. Be open to my word which would release you from your sins, not leave you tied up in them. Be open to my word which daily calls you out of death into life. Be open to my word which will in the end call you to the life and joy everlasting. The healing of the man who was deaf and could not speak was indeed a miracle. But that one miracle points to the miracle our Lord works in us all through his Spirit, opening our ears to his word of love and loosing our lips to sing his praises. And since that is so, the people's words of amazement apply not only with that man who was deaf and could not speak. They apply to all who believe in Christ and confess his holy name. For all faith in Christ, all confession of Christ is miracle. Again, the words of John Wesley, the change wrought by the Holy Spirit in the heart is equivalent to all outward miracles, as implying the self-same power which gave sight to the blind, feet to the lame, and life to the dead. He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. And the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.